Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Fax. And thank you for joining me this afternoon for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this broadcast, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in, and it's the place of your there, the place where you are seeing yourself go through the process, go through the thing that God wants and requires of you to get to the next side, to learn of him, to taste and see of his goodness, to understand him, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, and to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. This place and this process of favor is that type of walk that Abraham had, where he was in a place where God took him to becoming the father of many nations. And in that process, he learned about God and he was changed. He grew in God and he grew in the destiny that God had for him and fulfilled it. And so as we begin to walk and live and move in the authority of God, the Bible lets us know that if we have the faith of Abraham to believe even in Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord and Savior, then the promises of Abraham are ours. And so we know that as we go forth in God and in the process and allow this there place to happen in our life, we obtain not only favor with God, but favor with man. And we see God's authority, power in our lives moving like never before. And so it is a good place and a good thing to be in. I want to encourage you in this 15 minutes in your faith walk about the place of allowing God to stretch you even when you're facing giants. David faced a giant. And we read about this all the time, but I want to bring your attention to those who were around David prior to him getting there. The Bible lets us know that Saul was the tallest man in the Jerusalem camp. He was the tallest man. And yet when he heard Goliath, he ran. The Israelites came ready for a battle. They came ready to fight. They came ready to do some things. But what happened was they came for a fight that was on the same level. They came for a fight that was what they were used to. But here they were thrown something that they didn't know and had not seen before and had not experienced before. And in doing so, it caused them to shake and quiver and lose hope. They forgot about the God that had brought them through so many trials and tribulation and given them so many victories. They forgot about the covenant that they had with God. They forgot about all that God had promised them and given to them through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and what he had done for them even since Saul had been their leader. They forgot about everything that God told them he would be to them and for them, because they saw something that they had never seen before, a giant that was almost 10 feet tall. And this giant was threatening them, tormenting them for 40 days twice a day. So 80 times in that 40-day period, this giant came out and tormented them and taunted them. And this giant brought fear. He brought worry, stress, anxiety. This giant brought in uncertainty, insecurity. This giant made them second-guess themselves, because this giant told them everything that was going to happen to them. He gave them a report of what their end was going to be, of how their children were going to become slaves and their wives, and how they were going to be killed, and how they were going to be taken from their family. And he gave them the worst scenario and the worst picture they could ever think about concerning their life, concerning their destiny, concerning their purpose. And they feared this thing that they had never, ever seen before. They had been dressed for battle, but the battle was not fulfilled in those 40 days because of fear. Fear has a way of coming and tormenting you, has a way of coming in and speaking to you and telling you what your demise is going to be, what your end is going to be, and how you're not going to triumph and you're not going to win. It has a way of telling you that you're not strong enough, not big enough, not good enough, that you don't have the right strategy, the right plan, the right look, that you're not smart enough, that you're not capable. It has a way of reminding you of all the places where you failed and where you've messed up and where you haven't done the best, or how you're never been able to overcome. And these things come from the enemy. He wants to tell you about all of these things so that you never, ever get up. Fear is of the enemy. It's not of God. It's not what God promised us. It's not what God told us. It's not what God has given to us. It's not anything that is of God. The Bible says that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And anytime we begin to read the word of God and begin to apply the word of God, the enemy is going to come and challenge you. But remember, you are dressed for this fight. You have on the whole armor of God. And as you begin to pray and seek God's face and call on his name, you're going to see the demonstration of his power in your life, his truth in your life. You're going to see his word in action. You're going to see his authority being released to you. And you're going to see the goodness of the Lord unfold in your favor. But you've got to remember that those things that are coming against you are to threaten you and to make you feel as if you are alone and hopeless. When David shows up on the scene, David didn't care that it was something that he had not fought. He didn't care that it was something that was towering over him and the Israelites, because he had seen God deliver unto him a bear and a lion. He already had victory in his sight. He already had victory in his mind, not defeat. Because when he goes and he starts to talk about what will happen to the man who kills this uncircumcised Philistine, he had already saw victory, because he understood this was an uncircumcised Philistine who was not in covenant with God. But here they were God's people, in covenant with God, and God is a covenant keeper. And even though they had never faced this giant before, they still had victory over this giant, because their victory was in the name of the Lord. It was in the God that had promised them that he would be with them and never leave them, that they were his people, they were the apple of his eye, that any enemy in any battle that they fight, he would be in their midst when they sought his face, when they aligned themselves. So they had a covenant with God that says that he would defeat their enemy, but they forgot that covenant. And even where they were in Judah, one of the towns in Judah, they forgot to praise. They forgot to thank God. They forgot to give God glory. They forgot to exalt him and lift him up. Because if they had begun to praise God, if Saul had begun to allow someone to begin to play worship and play praise music and to play until the atmosphere had changed, then they would have never been able to allow fear to overtake them, because they would have remembered the goodness of God, and courage would have taken place and would have grabbed them, and they would have been able to go forth in the name of the Lord. But they forgot themselves. They forgot their God. They forgot the victory and the covenant that they had in God. And they began to look at the flesh. And when you look at the flesh will always tell you the worst thing in your defeat. But when you go in the spirit, it will always tell you what the word of God says and how God is going to lead you into the place of victory. David knew that God was with him, and he didn't allow the armor of Saul to stop him. You've been tailor-made by God, and so you can't be anything or anyone that God has not called you to be. And the anointing that he has for your life and where he's going to take you has been tailor-made for you. And when you allow that anointing of God to be upon you, and you go forth in the name of the Lord. There's nothing or no one that can stand against you or stand before you. David tells and prophesies to Goliath. He says, you come to me with the javelin, you come to me with the spear, you come to me with the dagger, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. He says, I'm going to come to you in God's name. And even when Goliath curses at him and curses his God, God steps into the fight, because now that Goliath has tried to say that God is not going to be there for the Israelites, that he's not going to show up, that he's not going to do it, and then he curses God, God shows up to let him know, I'm the God that is a covenant keeper, and I uphold my word, and I uphold my people, and I'm going to do exactly what I said. So in doing so, God's power and authority showed up in the swing of David. Even though he had 5 smooth stones, he only used 1. And he kept the other ones because he knew that Goliath had a family. He had brother and mother and father. And he wanted to make sure that if, just in case any of these giants came too, that he was going to be prepared for them. And they were not going to overthrow him and overtake him, because he knew God was for him and God's word would not fail him. You have to remember who you are and remember that the word of God will not fail you and what God has told you. David made an announcement and he said, today everyone will know that the God of heaven has given victory to Israel. And before everyone, God is going to do this. There are things that God is going to do in your life that's going to show everyone who's been watching your life, everyone who's been looking at you, even those who've been criticizing you, they're going to see the victory of God. And they're going to see it because God is going to make it large and he's going to make it big. And he's going to let everybody know the victory that you walked in, whether that's a healing, whether that's deliverance from something, whether it is family members getting saved, set free, a marriage that's restored, a family that's restored, whatever it is, career that gets off to where it needs to, finishing up college, finishing up something that, you know, the Lord told you to, whatever it is, that ministry, that anointing, walking in diligence, when God finishes with you, when you kill and slay this thing that's been talking to you and tormenting you and taunting you and trying to get you to quit and let go, when you finish defeating it, everyone who's been watching your life, everyone that's been saying it's not going to happen, is now going to witness the power and the victory of the Lord in your life, over your life, and through you. Even though it does not yet appear, God is going to do it for you. He's going to make this happen. He's going to manifest this for you because he loves you with an everlasting love. And your victory is going to be the encouragement for so many others that have been watching you and hoping that you make it so that they can make it. You are that what they're looking at and looking to. So you have to keep pressing. David's victory and David's triumph caused the Israelite, the men in the army, to take courage. They got up and they began to fight. And David said today, these men are going to get courage, take courage, and your men are going to be fed to the animals and the birds of the air. And what he said was basically, when I finish with this, it's going to put such an encouragement that had the men in bondage and give them such encouragement that they're going to fight. Your victory is going to cause others to fight and stand. It's going to cause others to get up and believe God. So you can't quit. Even if it's a giant over your life, you can't quit. Even if it looks impossible, you still can't quit. Even if it looks like there's more against you, don't quit. Like nothing will break, don't quit. Because God has spoken a word, and his word will never return back void. If he said you're victorious and a winner, then look for it and follow his instructions. Do what he tells you. Take courage and watch your God move on your behalf. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. For Favor Life, the process is there. Be blessed and have a great weekend.